Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't play that. That's it. We're out of here.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions.
What about how
now,
to get your wife to
hello.
Do what you want?
I'm
going to
have
Warren
him train
Eckstein.
Richie. That's it. Your next job, Warren, is to train Richie.
I do anything for beers, Warren. That's my treat.
I have some, you know, I have a six-pack of Billy beer. Isn't
really?
That worth money?
Still?
Yeah,
that would be worth a little money.
Do dogs like beer? I never remember.
Yes, they do.
I don't drink beer.
Absolutely.
I wonder whether Charlotte would have liked beer.
They do, but alcohol is not good for dogs, but they do like beer.
What does it do to them other than what it does to us?
Same thing.
But dogs don't know when to stop. Some people don't know when to stop either.
That's true. Yeah.
But they get alcohol poisoning and other problems.
My border collie, when I used to sit on the deck on a nice sunny summer afternoon, I would accidentally spill a little teeny puddle of beer and drop a couple of peanuts on the deck, and he would eat peanuts and beer, drink beer with me.
I remember years ago training dog for a commercial. I forget which commercial it was, but the dog had to go to the refrigerator, open the refrigerator, grab a beer, and bring it to the owner sitting in his recliner.
Okay, here's a quiz question, a Warren Eckstein quiz question. All right, everybody ready? Mainland animal lovers are helping to save Puerto Rico's stray dogs. How? A, by flying them to the mainland, to the Hamptons, in fact. B, by paying local families to adopt them. C, by giving them cute names. D, by finding them jobs in dog and pony shows.
If I was a dog, I'd choose the Hamptons. Probably.
That's it. That's the one that's working. So, Puerto Rico has a big problem with stray dogs, and there's a group in the Hamptons that are bringing them up to the Hamptons for distribution and adoption this summer. There'll be a lot of people. These summer resorts, that's where you met Frankie, I think.
Uh-huh.
You met Frankie.
I did, sure.
Frankie came from it wasn't a pound, it was a dog kennel or one of these puppy mills on the Cape. Every year, there are a series of Saturday morning opportunities for people who go to the Cape to adopt dogs. And so it's become so popular, instead of just having the dogs off the street be available for adoption, these puppy mills were breeding really expensive dogs like Frank and bringing them down and selling them.
Well, two things. First of all, the puppy mills have to be closed down. That's number one. In fact, I'm working on some projects now. And second of all, every summer at every resort, whether it be the Hamptons, doesn't make any difference, but parts of Florida, even Sedona, they leave their dogs. People get summer dogs.
Yeah.
They adopt the dogs for summer. They go back home and they leave their dogs.
That's ridiculous.
Good unbelievable. God.
But I'll tell you, Doug, third world, even second world countries have a real problem with stray dogs. My wife is from the north coast of Colombia, right on the Caribbean, and in her small town, Santa Marta, Colombia, one of her high school friends has decided that they're going to gather up stray dogs as they can and take them in and get them spayed or neutered. They're working with a vet there, and they've created a community of people that are helping to spay and neuter, pay for and take care of and spay and neuter all of the dogs to help try and control because strays are everywhere.
You're seeing more. You're seeing. I work with a group called Rolda, which is my background being Romanian, my family. So it's a big problem in Romania with the stray dogs, and they were poisoning them. So I'm working with a group there called Rolda, raising money for spaying and neutering. And with so much money sitting in the big humane societies, I cannot understand why they just can't go to those countries. Well, we can't do it in our country and just pay for the spaying and neutering.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
This is a real. I remember when Frankie came home, he was left over and they were going to euthanize him because he kept falling over. And the reason he fell over, he's a breed of, he had bulldog, but he had some other stuff in him as well, including pit bull and Malamute. I don't know, there's all kinds of stuff. But he was fantastic. And, you know, he was for sale for $1,000.
Yeah.
But they didn't sell him, so they were going to put him to sleep. And a friend of mine at the time saw these dogs there and brought them back here. And Frank, I remember when he got out of the car, he walked and he fell over because his paws were so big. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. He's the most wonderful being. He's 10 years old now, almost 11. He was the only dog that really got friendly with Charlotte.
Hey, let me tell you a real quick story. Listen, if you're going to adopt a dog, I just posted this on my Facebook page. There were two beautiful Chihuahua mixes brought to a shelter, brother and sister. They lived together for 3 years, brought to a shelter in Southern California. Someone came in and adopted one without the other. The video shows the other one sitting in the cage. It's on my website.
That's awful.
It's on Facebook.
How do you do that?
If you see two dogs living together, adopt them both.
My God, how do they let them adopt just one at the shelter?
A county shelter, how do they let them?
That's ridiculous. My God. Warren Eckstein, he's always on it. When it comes to your animal, he's your animal's best friend. He's a very good friend to me and the program. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. Check it out, petshow.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.